This podcast is intended for investment professionals only. All investing involves risk.
Hello, thank you for tuning into this podcast today. I'm Dee Campbell, content manager for the DC asset management business of L&G. This episode will delve into the world of retirement, examining how behaviours and a guidance gap are creating a difference between some people's retirement expectations versus their retirement reality. And I have two experts on hand to tell us more about this. First, I'm delighted to welcome our guest speaker, Dr. Emma Hepburn. Hello, Emma.
Hello.
Emma is an award-winning clinical psychologist. She's a lecturer, author, and illustrator. Through her Psychology Man platform, she illustrates evidence-based psychology and mental health information in an easy-to-understand way. Emma is joined by our head of DC clients, Jayesh Patel. Hi, Jayesh.
Hello.
Jayesh has 20 years of experience in DC pensions, so he lives and breathes this. He's responsible for our DC client relationships with our employers and our trustees. Of particular interest to him is financial well-being and helping our clients and pension members understand the various retirement options available to them. So thank you both for joining me today, and I really think your experience will help shine a spotlight on our topic today. So let's get started. First, I would like to focus on some recent research that we conducted with UK retirement savers. This paints an interesting picture of the retirement landscape and provides some context for our discussion today. So Jayesh, if I can turn to you first, our findings highlight some retirement regret and the need for more education so that retirement savers have foresight over hindsight. Can you tell us more about this?
Yeah, thank you, Dee. So we've conducted various pieces of research with more to follow, and there are some common themes that are emerging from the findings, which all point to the need for more guidance and engagement. So in a survey looking at how retirees spend their savings, we found that many retirees could be set to empty their retirement savings account by their late 70s. That's going to leave 9 years of unfunded retirement on average, and that was based on current spending rates. We surveyed around 3,000 people over the age of 50 in the UK, and we came up with some really interesting research and some stats. So 1 in 7 felt that the cash sum of their retirement savings was like an unexpected financial bonus, rather than considering it as part of their longer-term savings plan. Almost half said that they accessed the cash simply because they could, just to have it to hand, but actually 14% who accessed the cash from their retirement savings had regrets about doing so or spend more than they had planned. The majority, around 58% or so, actually accessed their pension without seeking any formal advice or guidance from their pension provider, from an advisor, or any support services like Money Helper. So truly troubling in that respect. And in some additional research we carried out, surveying the same sample size, we found that 1 in 5 people are withdrawing cash lump sums from their pension as soon as they turn 55, with 10% withdrawing their entire savings account. However, as we mentioned, many are doing it without seeking guidance and or understanding the financial consequences. And that can include some unexpected tax bills, losing access to benefits, potentially higher investment platform fees, or missing out on long-term investment growth altogether. So we have to take this research absolutely seriously and consider what more we can do to avoid retirement savings shortfalls.
Absolutely. That's some stark headlines coming through there from you, Jayesh. And Emma, I can imagine as a psychologist, you must find retirement behaviours fascinating. So the research that Jayesh just spoke about there highlights a lottery effect response in people's behaviours. What does that mean?
Yes, absolutely. I do find it fascinating. So the lottery effect really refers to how we perceive our money, which then influences what we do with that money. So the important part here that really struck me was people seeing it as an unexpected bonus. So if we think about something that's unexpected, we never knew it was going to happen. We maybe haven't planned for it. So it feels like a windfall, it feels like something extra. It's not just our normal earnings. And therefore, we can spend it because it's above and beyond our normal income. It's something that we can have less worry about and less anxiety around and feel that we have more freedom to spend. And then we've got the term bonus. And that's really interesting as well, because that suggests it's something above and beyond again. So people do become less cautious when something is unexpected and they view it as a reward or bonus, rather than viewing it as a long-term income or a long-term or something they've earned. So I think how we perceive it is absolutely critical. The other really interesting thing was people withdrawing all their money just so they could have it. And perceptions of risk often come into how we plan and spend our money. And with decision making, we tend to favour decisions which feel more certain and therefore less risky. So for some people, it might feel like having all their money there is more, makes them feel more secure. But what this means is, as a result, we tend to disregard decisions, long-term decisions, which might actually be less risky and more favourable to this. So people don't tend to plan for the long term, and they tend to make decisions in the short term, in the here and now, even though it might make more risk for their future selves. They believe and feel it creates more security for them now and it's less risky.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And actually, a lot of that resonates with me. So we're going to pick up on those themes a little bit more. But I'd like it to take it up a level first, as I think these findings need to be considered against the changing retirement landscape. The history of pensions itself is really fascinating. It dates back to medieval pensions awarded for services to the king and the 19th century development of occupational pension schemes. This is right through to the late 20th century decline of DB pension schemes. So this brings us to today, where most people will be in a DC pension scheme. And Jayesh, as head of DC clients, it's clear that the pension landscape is ever evolving with a real focus on DC pensions. What is the outlook, do you think, for today's retirement savers?
Yeah, so what we're moving into is what we call essentially Generation DC. So this is a generation of savers where there's more onus on them to directly own their retirement planning and make decisions at retirement. So retiring used to be relatively straightforward back in the days. People would tend to retire at a set age, maybe 65, and then have access to a DB pension. So a defined benefit pension essentially delivered a predefined income, and the responsibility to meet those income commitments fell on the trustees and the employer, not the individual, which is the key thing to note. Modern retirement looks very different, and the first generation of people who have been saving through a defined contribution pension scheme or DC pension scheme are now approaching retirement, and the responsibility on them actually relies on the individual as to how much they pay into their account, where they invest, and importantly, and the subject of today's discussion, how they take their retirement savings. If we consider the rich tapestry of the UK savers landscape, you've got generational differences with retirement being viewed through very different lenses. So you've got Gen Z and millennials that prioritise very much the here and now and not what retirement looks like. And furthermore, they may be more restricted to thinking that far ahead due to the current cost pressures of today and, of course, the cost of living crisis that we're currently battling with. And then you have Gen Xers and pre-retirees where retirement is much closer on the horizon. They face the immediate prospect of making some really important decisions at retirement. Some are on track, but others also feel completely overwhelmed and underprepared. And how people retire is very different to how it once was. So the fixed retirement is making way more for a phased retirement, with people transitioning through working part-time, for example. Now, Generation DC has far more choices than previous generations did. Having said that, alongside that comes far more responsibility to ensure the individual chooses the right option for their lifestyle and making sure that those provisions and choices will last them their entire lifetime. Now, there's three typical ways a DC member will access their retirement savings. They are purchasing an annuity or a drawdown or taking a lump sum. So annuity essentially pays you a regular guaranteed income for the rest of your life, no matter how long you live for. Drawdown means that you leave the money invested for you to take out and essentially draw that over time as and when required. And the money invested could grow to replace some of the money you've drawn through value, but it could also drop, while some elect to take their entire account as a lump sum, perhaps over a couple of years to minimise the tax impact. But what's clear is that DC savers in this current day and age need to make decisions about when and how they access their retirement savings. And to help them do this, We need to consider further education about the options available and any unintended consequences of the decisions. And we're going to have to do that to make sure we can help encourage better retirement behaviours.
Thank you, Jayesh. So, Emma, Jayesh mentioned there encouraging better savings behaviours. So from your expert perspective, what do you think can be done to help individuals become more engaged? We've spoken about the here and now mindset, and it can seem a lot to ask someone to plan for their future when there are so many unknowns or demands on their finances and time today.
Absolutely. And I'm just going to tap into what Jayesh said there, because pensions now are more complex. There's more choice, there's more decisions to be made, and there's more information to understand. And this can feel quite overwhelming. And when things feel overwhelming, we may want to kind of move away or withdraw or avoid them. So retirement planning needs to feel tangible, understandable, and manageable. If it's too difficult, people do not engage, and people will avoid things where they feel uncertainty and complexity. So there's a dual onus on both the industry and individuals for more people to take control of their finances and seek advice and support to help them understand that information. The industry can also help create simpler language and helpful tools that support behavioural nudges, which are important for the industry as well. You also touched on the here and now mindset, and that's really, really common. We call that the present bias, where people are more likely to focus on decisions that benefit them in the here and now and disregard decisions that might benefit them in the future. And for younger people, it might also be a form of avoidance as well. It's difficult to picture yourself in the future and picture what we might be like old. And we also might want to avoid that and not think about that as well. So therefore, we make our decisions based on the here and now. So we do need a mindset shift, which brings it back to those generational points. So between 25 and 45, our energy tends to be focused on more immediate tasks or projects such as work, forming a family or buying a property. It's only really after our 40s that we begin to seriously think about retirement. However, at that point, it may be too late to significantly improve our future retirement income. Psychologically, I mentioned, we don't always like to think about old age. It can sometimes have negative connotations. However, we know that people are living longer, healthier lives, and retirement needs to be reprogrammed into our psyche as an exciting chapter in our lives that we can think about in the here and now. So from a behavioural perspective, it's about helping people to connect with their future selves and consider that future self in their decision-making in the here and now.
Thank you, Emma. I really relate to a lot of those points, actually, as someone in their 40s. That really does kind of resonate with me and helps bring it to life. So Jayesh, Emma mentioned things that individuals can do and things that the industry can do. So what do you think can be done and needs to be done to help people make informed choices?
I mean, clearly a lot, as Dr. Emma said, and we know that there's some level of retirement inertia and apathy, unfortunately, still does exist. Retirement can be an exciting chapter in a person's life, but it also needs to be planned for. So what we want people to do is to hold a pen and essentially write their own retirement story. It looks like different things for different people, which is really important to acknowledge. And it's all about getting them to envisage their future and then help them take the actions that they need to make it a reality. So many people we see underestimate how long retirement lasts for as well. And the new reality is that retirement savings need to stretch across decades, not only maintaining a lifestyle and covering the cost of essentials, but potential later life costs too. So with people generally living longer, it's important to map out a long-term savings plan that considers the full retirement journey and the different options that's available. And the way that people understand and engage with their retirement needs to be transformed just so that they can have those better outcomes. Now, technology and digital solutions with simple language will be a key enabler in helping people to do this. And this echoes some of the points made by Dr. Emma about explaining things in a simple and engaging way. So for us, it's about understanding the knowledge gap that exists and then providing innovative solutions that help bridge that gap, making it easy and engaging for people to keep track of their retirement savings, because essentially we want people to ensure that they can meet their retirement objectives. So our services can help DC members build a holistic view of their finances, including pensions, savings, investments and property, particularly property, given that's becoming an important consideration as you plan for your retirement. And the holistic view is generally becoming more important as we think about retirement planning. Once a member considers that holistic view, and also what kind of retirement income they want, a retirement plan can then be created, helping them to address any shortfalls. And solutions like things like monthly pension contributions, supplementing pension savings with wider savings arrangements like an ISA, using their home to help fund part of their retirement, or perhaps delaying their retirement and easing into that whilst doing some part-time work are all solutions that people should consider. Now, there's many free and paid for forms of professional financial guidance and support that people can use to plan. And that's really key as well. And we base our tools and services on helping members transition essentially from an ostrich to an owl. Now, if I take a second about what that means, it means that we want to stop people burying their head in the sands, just like an ostrich, and really get them to really think about their future so that they become a wise owl, alert and knowledgeable about their future.
The ostrich to the owl is really interesting. That really helps paint a picture in my mind. I probably have been an ostrich in the past, but I'm definitely becoming an owl. But Emma, if I can move back to you, you successfully use illustrations to help people understand complex psychology issues. So can you bring to life the ostrich to owl point a little bit more for us and talk about the behavioural aspects associated with that?
So sure, it goes back to the avoidance I mentioned earlier. If it feels uncomfortable and overwhelming, it'll be put in the too difficult pile if people don't immediately understand it. It feels uncomfortable. And this leads them to bury their head in the sand like an ostrich. But what we really need is for people to feel empowered and informed to access the resources and the support that supports them to be like that. So the ostrich style really illustrates the change in mindset and behaviours that's required to help people plan and save for their future, to lean into discomfort and become confident in their decisions instead, and knowledgeable and be able to make informed decisions.
Honestly, speak to both of you all day and I feel like I haven't had enough time, but I do have to just leave you both with one final question. So if you could give one key message, one key takeaway to our listeners today to get them to think about saving for their retirement, what would it be? So Dr. Emma, I will come to you first.
Sure. So arm yourself with knowledge. Knowledge is power. It must feel relevant to the individual. Behaviour is an important part of retirement planning. For individuals, it's really about understanding what drives you and what kind of retirement you want. And for the industry, it's about providing solutions that tap into people's desires and psyche that makes it easy for them to get involved.
Perfect. Thank you. That really kind of sums up all the messages that we've heard from you today. And Jayesh, what would your message be?
For me, it will be plan, plan, plan. Did I say plan? So essentially, planning early is really, really important. So what we want individuals to do is gather all the information they can about their savings or retirement, not just their pension account, as I mentioned earlier. Consider that holistic piece about everything else you've got. And importantly, really consider what type of retirement you want and what you require. There is an increasing level of support available to help you do exactly that.
A huge thank you to both of you for your time and your insight today. As a Gen Xer and part of the Generation DC, as we've coined it, you've given me some valuable insight. It is clear that there is a gap in some people's retirement expectations versus their retirement reality. But the good news is there is help in hand for people to take control of their financial future. So it's time for us all to become an owl. So thank you to all of our listeners today as well, and until next time.
As a reminder, this podcast is intended for investment professionals only and shouldn't be shared with a non-professional audience. The views expressed in this podcast are those of L&G's Asset Management Division, as at the date of publication. This podcast is for informational purposes only, and we're not soliciting any action based on it. The information discusses general market, economic or political issues, or industry or sector trends. It does not constitute research or investment, legal or tax advice. It is not recommendation or advertisement to buy or sell securities or pursue a particular investment strategy. Assumptions, opinions and estimates are provided for illustrative purposes only. There is no guarantee that any forecast made will come to pass. No party shall have any right of action against L&G in relation to the accuracy or completeness of the information contained in this podcast. Where this podcast contains third-party information, the accuracy or completeness of such information cannot be guaranteed, and we accept no responsibility or liability in respect of such information. Not for distribution to any person in any jurisdiction where such distribution would be contrary to local law or regulations. Copyright 2020. 2025. Legal and General Investment Management Limited is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Unless otherwise stated, references herein to L&G, we and us are meant to capture the global conglomerate that includes, in the European Economic Area, LGIM Managers Europe Limited, authorised and regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland as a UCITS management company pursuant to European Communities, Undertaking for Collective Investment in Transferable Securities Regulations 2011 as amended, and as an Alternative Investment Fund Manager pursuant to the European Union Alternative Investment Fund Managers Regulations 2013 as amended. In the USA, Legal and General Investment Management America, a US SEC regulated investment advisor. In Japan, Legal and General Investment Management Japan, KK, a Japan FSA registered investment management company. In Hong Kong, issued by Legal and General Investment Management Asia Limited, which is licensed by the Securities and Futures Commission. And in Singapore, issued by LGIM Singapore Pte Limited, company registration number 20223187 6W, which is regulated by the Monetary Authority of Singapore. For full terms and conditions, please visit our website. To find more content, you can check us out on LinkedIn or on our website.